This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Wednesday. It's hump day, baby, and it is a great day. And it's going to be such a good night tonight. We're going to talk about how local corruption works. Ooh, there's a juicy story out of New York today. We'll talk about that. The death of everything. We'll talk about Democrat commitment to votes. They wheeled Al Green into the place. The proxy strikes in Iran. They didn't work. I wonder why. Squatters taking over a place. Someone asking, is this America? Should you interview Vladimir Putin like Tucker Carlson is? Tons of emails, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But I want to begin here. What I do is not important. It's really not. And I know people like the show. I know you enjoy it. I hope it makes your day better. I hope you laugh with me. Maybe we both learn something together, but I'm a radio host. I'm a TV host. It's really not an important job. It's not. There are a couple things about it, though, I like a lot. Now, there's a lot about it I like, but there's a couple things I really, really, really like. One, you know I like.
We're changing people's lives.
Genuinely love that. Like, I'm still thinking about that phone call we had last night from Nick, a listener. Wife was about to have an abortion a year ago. Talked him into getting her an ultrasound. They chose life. They found cancer in her, saved her and the baby. Like, that just that made my whole life, man. I'm happy. So I like that. I like whatever way I can help you maybe make your life a little bit better. I feel good. It makes me feel good. It gets me to work every day. That's one of the things I like. The other thing is totally different than that. I like making politicians uncomfortable. I like, to be honest with you, I like making them afraid. Not physically afraid, of course, but I like that United States senators, congressmen, people running for president, I like that they discuss this show with their friends, colleagues, and not in a good way. I like that we make these people afraid because the bad people have been unafraid for too long in this country. Something pretty cool happened. You remember, I think it was yesterday when I came on and I said this.
Senator Lankford has to have his career destroyed. I will do everything in my power to ensure that his political career is over. It's important that Senator Lankford have his entire professional life destroyed. And you know why it's important? It's not.
That was me. I went on, but you remember when I said it. James Lankford, United States Senator. He may be Senator Naked Kendall. He may be a useless, treasonous piece of trash. And he may be somebody who I'm not going to forget, and I'm going to get involved in that primary coming in 2028, Lankford. But I will say this to compliment Senator Lankford. He has wonderful taste in radio.
Some of them may have policy differences. Some of them have been very clear with me. They have political differences with the bill. They say it's the wrong time to solve the problem or let the presidential election solve this problem. In fact, I had a popular commentator 4 weeks ago that I talked to that told me flat out, before they knew any of the contents of the bill, any of the content, nothing was out at that point, that told me flat out, if you try to move a bill that solves the border crisis during this presidential year, I will do whatever I can to destroy you. Because I do not want you to solve this.
He's, of course, talking about yours truly. And in case you're wondering, yes, he's lying. We didn't meet. It wasn't 4 weeks ago. His little staffers or he himself heard the show, freaked out, told Senator Naked Kendall about it. And now he's trying to play the victim, acting like I was too mean to him. Oh, he told me he would destroy me, guys. Listen, Senator, now that I know you're listening, I will, if I can. I don't know that I'll have the power to do so.
I'm going to remember you in 2028. Don't think that this controversy is going to blow over and I'll forget. A lot of people will forget. I am a Kelly. I don't forget these things. I will be there in Oklahoma. If there is one legitimate anti-communist challenger to James Lankford, I will campaign for that challenger across the state of Oklahoma. I will do fundraisers. I'll give speeches. I will do whatever I can do to destroy your career. Why? Here's why, Senator Kendall. Immigration is the ultimate test of your patriotism. Your stance on immigration will tell you how much you love your country. If you are an immigration squish, you actually don't love the country. Because you strictly guard the things you love, like your house, your kids' school. If you strictly guard your house, your kids' school, but, oh, we should just let a couple million here, then that tells me what you think about my country. This was James Lankford back in 2018, by the way.
Even conservative Republicans who think that there should be a solution for the DACA kids. Are you working on anything here in the Senate to try to address this problem before the end of the year?
I am. There's a group of us that are meeting quietly to try to see if we can find common ground.
Do you think that whatever you're working on will have to include a path to citizenship for Dreamers?
I do. I've been pretty outspoken on that. Even last September, Senator Tillis and I both put out a proposal to get citizenship for those individuals that are in the DACA program or were eligible for the DACA program.
I am going to destroy you, Senator. And I'm not sorry I said it. And I think it's freaking hilarious that you're now on the Senate floor whining about it. But we anti-communists, we remember. And we're going to remember on this show. I just want you to know. Now, let's move on past that to something wonderful before we get to all this Putin stuff, local corruption, the death of everything before we get to all this stuff. Let's do this. Mitch McConnell was in very serious trouble politically. Now, let me explain how this has gone. A little bit of background on Mitch McConnell, because we've been dealing with Mitch McConnell for quite some time. Mitch McConnell has swung a big stick in D.C. for a long time. He has been extremely powerful in D.C. for a long time. We are talking one of the ultimate Washington, D.C. power brokers, his wife as well. His wife is mega rich, all kinds of Chinese shipping company. They only do business because of China, because of look, there was always that. But setting her wealth aside, Mitch McConnell has been somebody the GOP senators have feared for quite some time. Why would you fear Mitch McConnell? Mitch McConnell has been so controlling of the GOP. In what ways? Here's a great example. You remember Blake Masters? He ran for Senate. You probably forget him. I like Blake, but he was running for Senate in Arizona. And whether or not you like Blake or whatever you think of the race, Mitch McConnell announced in a year where we probably could have won that seat, announced he was pulling all the money out of Arizona. Blake Masters got no help whatsoever in a critical Senate seat that we then went on to lose. We now don't have any Senate seats in Arizona. That's the kind of thing Mitch McConnell will do. It's not just that he carried a big stick. He would swing it. He would use it. And so it has made other United States senators afraid of him because they were afraid for their reelection, afraid for their power. Remember, they all want to be on these powerful committees too. They want to sit on things like the Judiciary Committee. That's a big boy committee. Mitch McConnell's going to have a ton of say on whether you get there. You get crossways with Mitch McConnell, boom, you're off the committee. You don't have much power. Mitch McConnell has been majorly powerful in D.C. for a long time. I don't want to take credit for this. I want to actually give credit to Sean Spicer. He's the one who dropped this little tidbit on me. Sean and I were talking. Get this. You want to know how long Mitch McConnell's been there? How much damage he's done to this country? When Mitch McConnell took power, the national debt was $10 trillion. Through all the continuing resolutions and budgets and everything else, the national debt is now $34 trillion. Mitch McConnell has been the constant in D.C. under all that. Think of how much damage that man has done to this country with all his capitulation to Democrats. Now, that leads me to where we are now. There was an eye-opening press conference yesterday. We'll talk about that and local corruption and emails and a lot more. Let's first talk about your cell phone, though. I know the big game's coming up, and I understand you might watch. I'm really not judging you. Honestly, I might end up at a neighborhood party where they have it on. If it's on, it may be. I get that. Putting your money where your morals are can be difficult, in some ways impossible, but not when it comes to your cell phone service. You don't sacrifice a thing when you switch to Pure Talk. In fact, you gain. What do you gain? Well, more money. Average family saves like a G a year. Could you use an extra $1,000 right now? You don't sacrifice coverage. Same 5G network as one of the big guys. When you have to deal with them, you'll deal with an American who speaks English. Their CEO's a veteran. There's no reason not to switch. And I know that's a double negative, but I'm uneducated. Switch to Pure Talk. Pick up your phone and dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly, switch to Pure Talk.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, I thought we were going to talk about the Tucker Carlson Vladimir Putin issue in a while. I feel like now I'm obligated to talk about it in this segment. You set it up. All right, we'll get to it in a minute. Courtesy of Jewish producer Chris. I guess we're jumping the gun on that one. Before we get to it, let's finish up on this Mitch McConnell stuff. Again, this is a man who's been very powerful in D.C. for a very, very long time. Yesterday, some of the senators like Ted Cruz, Ron Johnson, and others got up and gave a press conference. And dang, is the bloom off the rose for old Mitch McConnell.
Is it time for Mitch McConnell to go?
I think it is. Everyone here also supported a leadership challenge to Mitch McConnell in November. I think a Republican leader should actually lead this conference and should advance the priorities of Republicans.
Ow. Ouch. Combine that with this one from Mitch McConnell. Now, this may sound a little magnanimous. Chris, I read that word this morning and I knew I was going to use it on the radio today. Don't shake your head, Chris. Anyway, this may sound magnanimous for those who don't know what that word means. It's Spanish. I'm not going to go into it, but he wanted to thank James Lankford today as he announced the death of the amnesty bill.
We had a very robust discussion about whether or not this product could ever become law. And it's been made pretty clear to us by the speaker that it will not become law. So I want to congratulate Senator Lankford on a remarkable job of negotiating with the other side, getting the support of the border council.
Oh, that is so brutal. Did you hear what he just did? We just spent 3 months working with the communists to come up with an amnesty deal, and it's now so unpopular it won't become law. Hey, by the way, I want to give a special shout out to the guy who's responsible for all this, James Lankford. Mitch McConnell gives a press conference and takes that political hot potato and just drops it in Senator Naked Ken Doll's lap. Good thing he doesn't have anything to lose there, so it should be safe. Now, let's move on quickly. Courtesy of Chris. All kinds of dust-up stuff about Tucker Carlson. Now, full disclosure, I need to say something. Full disclosure, Tucker Carlson is a friend of mine. He is a personal friend of mine, so if I actually had a problem, which I do not, if I had a problem ever with Tucker, I would deal with it privately because that's how men deal with things. I wouldn't come on the radio and throw bombs at my friend and then he'd throw bombs. That's low class. There's such thing as code, gentlemen. Handle things privately. Anyway, so he is a friend and I wouldn't rip him publicly. However, I don't understand the dust up. In case you're just now checking in on the news for a couple of days, he's in Russia. Why is he in Russia? He's going to interview Vladimir Putin. He also has a request in to interview Volodymyr Zelensky. This is somehow controversial in American circles, on the left and the right. Why would you interview Putin? How could you interview Putin? That's crazy. You should never interview Putin. Why? Why? He's a journalist. Vladimir Putin is the big cheese in the third most powerful country in the world. The third most powerful country in the world. Vladimir Putin is in control of more nuclear weapons than any other person on the planet. In fact, Vladimir Putin has more destructive power at his fingertips than any man in the history of mankind. Now, I'm not exactly a Vladimir Putin fan. The whole locking up your domestic political opponents thing just always reeks of disgusting tyrant to me. That said, shouldn't we hear what he has to say? That's a good point, Chris. CNN interviewed bin Laden. How many interviews did Stalin sit down for back in the day? Hitler. Richard Nixon went over and had a long conference with Mao Zedong. Mao Zedong has murdered, is responsible for the death of more people than anyone else in the history of the planet. And we didn't even just send a journalist. The American president went and sat down and negotiated a deal with him. What happened in this country? You should want to hear what Putin has to say. And I'm not saying it because you'll love him all of a sudden. I don't think you will. Look, you probably don't speak European like I do, so you probably won't even understand him. I will, of course, get it all now that I've been to Europe. But I want to know what he has to say. And I'll say something else to the American media who's freaking out about this whole thing. Maybe you shouldn't have lied to us about everything for years now. Because now, let me explain to every journalist who hate listens to the show. Now, if you say water is wet, I assume you're lying. You can say the most true thing in the history of mankind, and I would assume my first instinct will be that you are not only lying, you are lying for a purpose. Remember Russian collusion? Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. Remember when the COVID vaccine would stop the spread? No, slow the spread. No, it won't expire. No, get your fourth booster. Remember when ivermectin was horse paste? You've lied about everything endlessly. So now we have to go directly to the source. I can't trust your opinion of Vladimir Putin. I assume you're lying. I'm glad he's interviewing him. Can't wait to hear what he has to say. Maybe it's crap. Maybe it's great. I don't know. Now, let's talk about why we're like this now. A big reason why we're like this in this country. No, you can't talk to him. No, you can't talk. A big reason is we are unsure of ourselves. Here in the United States of America, in the West, we are very, very lacking in confidence. You understand, fellas especially, you understand that may be a T-level thing, right? You get that? Testosterone does a lot more than help you make babies. Testosterone affects how your mind works, your focus, your confidence, your logical thinking. It's impossible to speak boldly about things, to move, to act like you don't care what other people think if you have low T. It's just impossible to do it. You won't have the inner strength for it. Get some chalk in your veins. Get a male vitality stack or a female vitality stack. Again, all natural herbal supplements. No drugs. No more drugs. Get rid of that crap. Go to chalk.com. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. Go enjoy.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, reminding you, you can email the show and you should. We love your emails. Email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love, hate, death threats. I got all kinds of nasty ones. Say a bunch of commies are super mad at me. Got some great ones too. This one's titled Funding Bill. Jesse, I don't get it. Isn't this the exact same thing that happens every time?
The commies throw a bill out there that is so outrageous and over the top it gets killed, but then both compromised parties pretend to negotiate a middle ground bill, which ends up horrible for Americans. Why is this any different than every other nation killing bill? Well, yeah, he's talking, I'm sure, about the border bill. It was different. I mean, it's all horrible, right? It was different because it put into law an open border. That's what was so horrible about it. It essentially guaranteed the right of illegals to pour into the country. And then it did so with the promise that they might start enforcing things after that number reached a certain level. It was so treasonous and horrible. That's why. Now, to your point about how things always work, this is why I call them the low T GOP, because this is how it works every single time. Rush Limbaugh, obviously, you don't need me to tell you who Rush Limbaugh was. Rush Limbaugh had a saying. I remember it from when I was a kid. I mean, just radio on in the background. Rush Limbaugh would say, and I may, forgive me if I'm screwing up the exact language, but he essentially said, I am the balance. And here's what he meant by that. Well, here's how I always took it, and he's true. Government, in my 42 years on the planet, has only ever grown. It's only ever grown and got more corrupt and got more evil over time. So we could, for the next 42 years, slowly but surely reduce the size of the federal government for the next 42 years, and that would be the moderate solution. That would be the reasonable solution. Your liberal Aunt Peggy is a filthy commie who wants an all-powerful federal government to smash the people like grapes so she can then destroy the country she hates. I want the federal government to be teeny tiny, limited, small. I want you to be free. Free to make it, free to not make it. I want the government out of my way. I don't want the government to have the power to destroy my life. So who has been winning for my 42 years on the planet? Jesse or liberal Aunt Peggy? Liberal Aunt Peggy has only ever known wins. Now, because she's a demonic communist, she's still miserable. Remember, none of those wins have made her happy. It's never enough. Oh, this isn't enough. We have to destroy more. Destroy it faster. I'm on my way to my 15th abortion. That's how they talk. But I have technically, for being honest, I've never had a political win in my lifetime. I'm talking about a gigantic, tangible win. Yes, obviously, it was a great moment when Trump beat Hillary, right? We've had little things that have gone well, but for gigantic political wins, what's our win been? Now, this is the problem. To shift the Overton window, to shift the narrative completely back your way, it involves getting uncomfortable. What's a good example? Here's a good example of this. Do you know anybody who's ever struggled with food? Maybe had a food addiction. Maybe you struggle with food and as a result, your weight or booze or drugs. You've gone through these things. People go through these things, or you know someone who has. You've gone through these things. Now, let's say you have someone. We'll keep it about food. Let's say you have someone really overweight, maybe this is you, and you eat a lot. And believe me, I'm tall, so you can't see it, but gluttony is something I struggle with too. I eat a lot and I eat bad food. So I sympathize. That's probably why I picked the subject. I sympathize. You wake up. Oh, you know what? I think three sausage McMuffins would be delicious. I get it. Okay. So if you're someone who struggles with food, it's been a long process, isn't it? You have been eating too much and eating poorly for a long time, haven't you? Well, what's the ultimate goal? The ultimate goal is that you do a 180 on that, and instead you eat better, you eat less, you work out more, and that heart of yours that's maybe working too hard gets healthier. That's the ultimate goal, right? Well, do you accomplish that goal by just eating less
Oh, okay. I had 3 sausage McMuffins yesterday. Today, I'm going to have 2.
Well, no, that's still bad. No, don't get me wrong. You've improved. You've improved, but it's still bad. It's not a breakfast of a couple eggs and then a long walk, is it? You haven't actually reversed anything. You may have slightly slowed down the decline, but you're still declining. Why? Because reversing bad momentum is an uncomfortable thing. If that's your situation, the truth is you can't reverse it without sweat and pain. You can't. Without getting out of breath. Sweaty. Foot hurts. Oh, I'm sore. I can't hardly get out of bed from working out. Without pain and sweat, that momentum never shifts back the other direction. It can't. It's not possible. In this country, because they own the media, they own the education system, they own half the Republicans like the Mitch McConnell types, the momentum has never, ever gone towards eating healthy and working out more, ever. We've never have we had a significant talk about reducing the size of the government. How crazy is that? That's the stated stance of most of the right. Most people on the right, probably you call yourself a conservative, right? The conservative stance is that government should be limited, laid out as it's laid out in the Constitution. Name for me the government department that's been destroyed in your lifetime. You see what I mean? And why is that? Because we don't want to get, not you, I'm not talking about you, but the GOP, the low-T GOP, doesn't want to get sweaty. They don't want to get sore. They don't want to have to go through pain. The easiest thing to do is, well, I mean, no, not 3 sausage McMuffins, just 2, guys. Hey, look how healthy we are. See how much healthier you are? Just 2 sausage McMuffins today. You're welcome, America. Reversing momentum is uncomfortable. And I'll be honest with you. That is how we have always viewed. It's part of how we viewed our role on this show. When people will email in or call in and they'll say things like, hey, that's too extreme. That's too far. That's over the top. I actually understand what you're saying and I sympathize with what you're saying. But what I'm saying is, getting uncomfortable, having uncomfortable conversations, taking things to an, quote, extreme level is the only thing that can save us. I consider myself the moderation. People think I'm an extremist, too hardcore, over the top. When I do things like, I've called for the arrest of FBI agents and politicians repeatedly. No, not resigning, not firing. I want you arrested and put on trial. Ah, that's over the top. That's the moderate solution compared to where this ends one day. I'm the moderation. That's the truth. That's what it takes to shift things back. Okay, I am finally going to get to local corruption stories next before I get to that. Speaking of that long walk, maybe you did some push-ups. Maybe you're starting to lift weights. Sore, aren't you? Life comes with soreness. It comes with pain. What do? We grab the ibuprofen bottle, don't we? Or even worse, something harder than that. You know how passionate I am about drug-free things. I am so jaded on the pharmaceutical industry. I just want to focus everywhere I can on natural solutions. That's why I love Relief Factor. You want relief from pain? Neck, back, legs, butt, shoulder, joint pain, muscle pain. You can find it naturally with Relief Factor. Drug-free, all natural ingredients. They're so confident. They sell 3-week quick start kits. It's not buy a year of it. It's 3-week kit, $19.95. Go try it. You'll love it. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we still have more than 2 hours of the Jesse Kelly Show to come. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Hey, Chris, I meant to ask you. You know how I tend to fidget and move around a lot during the radio, and sometimes it messes up the volume of my voice because I won't be talking directly into the microphone like I'm supposed to? Do I still do that? I've been better about that. I still do it? Okay, but I'm better, so you're saying I'm improving. I knew it. I knew I nailed it. Thanks, Chris. What? That's what I heard. Anyway, appreciate it. I knew I was perfect now. Anyway, how does local corruption work? We talk a lot about D.C. corruption. We talk a lot about compromised congressmen like Ken Buck.
I want to thank you for leading an agency, as you mentioned in your opening statement, that protects Americans from foreign terrorists. An agency that protects America.
Yeah, whatever. We talk enough about that. Let's talk about local politics. I've told this story before. I'll tell this story again. It's not my story to tell, but it's a true one nonetheless. A friend of mine was on the city council in a pretty big city. All right. Pretty big city. And the airport, you know how your airport has restaurants in it? Every airport has all these restaurants in it. Well, businesses have to pay. You got to pay some serious rent to get in there because it's so financially lucrative. People are trapped in the airport. They have to eat somewhere. So they're going to come eat there. You want your business in an airport. Well, the airport was expanding in my buddy's hometown and they were adding restaurants. He had a meeting with one of the contractors who wanted a contract to do some of the construction work for the new restaurants in the airport. Also very, very lucrative. Well, he had a meeting with this guy. The guy owed him an official check. He owed the city an official check for something he'd done. And he hands my buddy an envelope. My buddy takes it away and the guy says goodbye, pays his check and leaves. My buddy opens up the envelope, and of course, he pulls out the check that he was owed right away, and he says, nice. But the envelope's still really thick, and he looks in it, and the envelope is full of $100 bills. You ever see that scene in Shawshank Redemption when the contractor hands him a pie, and there's an envelope full of hundreds in it? Exact same thing happened to my buddy at a little diner. My buddy freaks. He thinks it's like an FBI sting or something, runs out of the restaurant, chases him down, and hands it back. Okay, but that's my buddy. How many of those breakfasts end with someone at the city getting rich, with a contractor getting a contract he doesn't deserve, and the American taxpayer getting fleeced again? The truth is that blatant, under-the-table envelope full of cash politics, it doesn't actually happen that much at the federal level because their finances are monitored so closely. They get bribed and blackmailed in other ways. Bad videotape, more campaign donations, so on and so forth. But it's the local level where it's really, truly dirty. Just ugly. And I'm not saying that's worse than national, but well, here's a story. Here it is. 70 New York City Housing Authority workers accused of kickback schemes and bribery. Quote, as we allege, the 70 defendants charged today allegedly demanded over $2 million in bribe money from contractors in exchange for giving out over $13 million of work on NYCHA buildings. That's according to an attorney with the Southern District of New York. And if the contractors didn't pay up, this is from Breitbart, the defendants wouldn't give them the work. That's classic pay to play. And this culture of corruption at the NYCHA ends today. That's how it works every time. Look, you know, I used to do construction, right? I come from a construction family. My grandpa did construction. My dad did construction. It's what I did. We were contractors. We did underground water and sewer line work. That's what we didn't build houses or roads, although I've done a little bit of both of that, but we did underground water and sewer work. And as a contractor, you know, my dad started a construction company about the time I left the house and joined the Marines called Don Kelly Construction. He's since retired. It's all gone, but Don Kelly Construction would try to get a contract with various cities or entities. Maybe it would be the city of Houston needs a water line, or New York City wants a big sewer line put in, or, and you would bounce around the country with various cities or counties or districts. And normally you would try to put in a bid and the low bidder would get the job. But in many cases, they had kind of a different setup where, hey, everyone just submit a proposal and we're not really going to do the low bid thing. What we're going to do is we as a commission, we're going to sit down and kind of review everyone's proposal and then we'll pick the one we want. Well, let me explain something. When you're doing a project or bidding on a project like that, you come up with all of your costs. Hey, what's the pipe going to cost? What's this going to cost? What's that's going to cost? And then at the end of it, you know your cost, and then you add profit on top of that. Multiple times in major metropolitan areas, we would have other contractors submit bids that were at or underneath our cost, meaning they're trying to do this major construction project for no money or to lose money. You want to know why? Oftentimes, not every time, you know, you can't prove it, but they had one of those lunches with somebody at the city. They handed one of those envelopes to somebody at the city. They end up getting the contract. And then at some point during the contract, there will come the need for something called a change order. Hey, this is wow, you guys really underestimated this. We need two more miles of pipe. And then you've pad all your profit in that change order. The guy you bribed approved it. He gets richer. You get richer. Everyone else gets off scot-free. That is what corruption looks like at the local level. And that's how it's worked for a long time. It's a dirty, ugly business, local politics. It's the most vicious, most corrupt. Look, there's a reason your city councilman makes 40 grand a year and drives a BMW. Okay. And it ain't because he saves. All right. Still have 2 hours left. Let's talk about the death of everything real quick and a bunch of emails next. Hang on.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo.
Und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur. Und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.